This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Today, we are getting a sneak peek, or make that listen, to some of the songs on the new Jayhawks album XOXO, which comes out in a few days on July 10th. You'll hear full band performances as well as an interview with the Jayhawks frontman Gary Loris. We talk about how the Jayhawks mixed up their songwriting process, and we dig into some of Gary's collaborations with other people, including the newly renamed trio, The Chicks, who you might know better as The Dixie Chicks. We recorded this conversation before The Dixie Chicks changed their name, so that's how you'll hear us refer to them. That's all coming up. But first, from the new Jayhawks album, this is This Forgotten Town.
Roll out of this forgotten town, had to watch my old horse drown, buried by the river, chocolate colored by the mud. When we were young, we were judged by the choices that we made. All the time we wasted and the love that I betrayed. Well,
we put the dam and everything changed. Little houses settled on the range. Fear came rolling in and covered up the sun. Where I lay my claim. But every day that I lost money, it brought me closer to the grave. Where the river don't flow, where the grass don't grow. The preacher had a cross to bear. He smelled salvation in the air, tempted by the silver and gold. Put him 6 feet in the ground. I came across her by the road, dressed in a Sunday best. She took my hand and led me home to the place I can't forget.
Living in a makeshift tent, couldn't find money for the rent. Do you believe in the kingdom to come and the promise of the word? In the land of milk and honey, that's where I lay my claim. But every day that I lost money brought me closer to the grave.
That's This Forgotten Town from the Jayhawks. It's from their new album, XOXO. Gary Loris of the Jayhawks is my guest today on World Cafe. We're talking via video chat while lots of people, including the World Cafe team, are still working remotely. I'm in Toronto. Where are you, Gary?
I am in Minneapolis right now. I just got here after spending a large chunk of this year in upstate New York and just being by myself. Or my son would come visit, and just staying in, and you know, I've started doing these streaming shows that I do sometimes with Henry, and sometimes my son, and sometimes most of the time by myself, and writing, you know, and doing a lot of crosswords, doing a lot of walking up in upstate New York. It's beautiful to just walk up there. So that's the kind of stuff I've been doing.
And your fiance is in Canada. I understand.
That's right. Stephanie Stevenson. She's in Canada. And I'm going to be, by the time this comes out, I'll have hopefully been able to get in the country, but I have not been able to see her.
That's really hard.
For 4 months. Yeah, I know. We're reading other stories about it, and we are definitely not the only ones. But just moved back here last week, just in time for everything that was going on here.
Yeah, have you moved back permanently now?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you have a long history with Minneapolis. It's where the band really got rolling. You've been a big part of the scene there. You went back to record this album in the Twin Cities. Was that a practical thing, or was it because that place holds a kind of creative magic for the band?
It was a practical thing, really. The rest of the band was living here, and no other place really made as much sense. We definitely wanted to be out of town so that people wouldn't be tempted to go run their errands and yet still be within 30 to 40 minutes of the Twin Cities if we needed to do something. And so we did it at Pachyderm in Cannon Falls, Minnesota. And that place is pretty fabulous for the fact that it has a house, a giant, kind of looks like a Frank Lloyd Wright kind of house on 9 acres. And so we lived together, we cooked together, drank, talked, listened to music. And it was really a bonding thing to work there. And then we'd walk down the hill and go to work in the studio. And then in the second half, when we did overdubs, we moved to Minneapolis proper to a place called Flowers, which is where we recorded before, and finished the overdubs there. And that was, it worked great because that has a magical aura there. It was owned by our good friend Ed Ackerson, who passed away recently. And it just felt like the right place to be.
I'm speaking to Gary Loris of the Jayhawks on World Cafe today. We're going to hear a song in just a second from the new album that you performed for us. Now, obviously, you wrote this next song a while ago, but Living in a Bubble does seem very appropriate for this moment. In the lyrics, you mentioned watching the news, CNN, MSNBC, checking your phone, kind of having news fatigue. Can you tell us about this song before we hear it?
Yeah, news fatigue is a good way to put it. I have friends, I know a lot of people who just have CNN or MSNBC or any of the other news feeds on constantly. And I think it just is not healthy. You know, it's just not healthy for you. It fans the flame of fear. And although it's good to be informed, it's necessary to be informed. The overexposure to this cycle, I think, wears on the psyche and does some damage. So it's about isolating and the pros and the cons. There's a lot of good things about isolating that can be give you more introspection. You can maybe be more productive. However, there's a lot of negatives, and I see that with a lot of people who are not as well versed in isolating as me and some of my musical friends are. So it's about that. And, you know, like the news, social media, any media is good. It's like alcohol in moderation. It's great. But when people overdo it in any way, I think it's a little dangerous for the mental health.
I think a very relatable feeling, especially right now. Mm-hmm. This is Living in a Bubble, new from the Jayhawks of World Cafe.
No signal on the morning train. I'm alone with my thoughts as they run through my brain. Big brother's got a hold on me, and I never know who to believe. I stick my head out every once in a while. Life is full of trouble, what am I to do? Just another day at the zoo. Checked into the Congress Hotel, I flipped on the TV, then I ran through my mail. MSNBC and CNN, now the new cycle started. Don't think I can take it again. Living in a bubble, in and out of time. I stick my head out every once in a while. Life is full of trouble, what am I to do? Just another day. Got a sweet bungalow at the end of the cave. A trusty cell phone is always in reach. Hear the hum of the highway. Pretend it's the waves on the beach. Living in a bubble, in and out of time. I stick my head out every once in a while. Life is full of trouble. What am I to do? Just another day that I try to get through. Living in a bubble, in and out of time. I stick my head out every once in a while. Life is full of trouble, what am I to do? Just another day.
That was Living in a Bubble. It's a new song from the Jayhawks, who are back with a new album called XOXO. I'm speaking to Gary Louris of the Jayhawks on World Cafe today. I'm going to dive a little bit more into the new album in just a minute. But first, you, as a band, over the last several years, have not been living in a bubble, so to speak. The Jayhawks and you yourself, Gary, have worked with all sorts of other artists. First, I'd like to talk about the Dixie Chicks. You co-wrote a bunch of songs on the 2006 Dixie Chicks album, Taking the Long Way Home, and it was Rick Rubin who connected you. How did that happen?
I believe he was the one who connected me. I know that they were aware of our music, and Rick, of course, was the head of the label that we were on from 1991 until... I don't know when it was that we parted ways, but you know, Rick has been involved with the Jayhawks for a long time, and it was great working with them. It was challenging to write songs with four people.
Yeah,
but we did it.
Four of the songs that you co-wrote did end up on the album. There's Everybody Knows, Bitter End, I Like It, and Baby Hold On. Could you pick one of those songs and maybe tell us the story behind writing it?
Well, Everybody Knows is part of that story that was also told in Not Ready to Make Nice. I think it was about the backlash they got from some of their so-called friends and people in the industry after their comments about George Bush and the Iraqi war. So it was really kind of, that was still fresh on their minds, and they really wanted to talk about that. So that's really what that song is about.
Let's hear just a little bit of a clip of Everybody Knows, the Dixie Chicks version.
I can change like colors on a wall, hoping no one else will find what lies beneath it all.
So that was Everybody Knows. That was the Dixie Chicks version of that song. I'm speaking to Gary Louris of the Jayhawks about the new album XOXO. For this album, having, you know, you guys have been a band, you've been doing this for a long time. I mean, there have been lineup changes over the years. There's been hiatuses in the Jayhawks. Early on in the Jayhawks, there were mainly two voices that were front and center, yours and Mark Olson's. But in recent years, other voices are taking the lead a bit. It's very apparent on this new album. We're going to hear the song Ruby next, which keyboard player Karen Grotberg sings. Before we hear it, what can you tell us about that kind of loosening the reins a little bit, or, and sharing that sort of the lead vocals, having other members take the lead in the band?
Well, it started really with, just playing live shows and feeling like at the end of the night, we played 25 songs and I sang 23 of them or 22 lead vocals. And here I had really wonderful singers who, when they did step out into the spotlight, people loved it. And some of that, I missed some of that Olsen period where I didn't sing every song lead and I could sit back and play guitar. And just it just felt like a more like the band, you know, the band where there was a mixture of vocals. But it just seemed like the stars were aligning to say, look, at this is time for everybody to get more involved. And I also did it because I was hoping they'd have to do more of the interviews. But so far, I don't know.
Okay, let's take a listen to Ruby right now. This is Ruby from the Jayhawks.
Two shadows floating on the last day of summer.
You just heard Ruby performed live by the Jayhawks. This is Roll Cafe. I'm Raina Duras talking to Gary Loris of the Jayhawks about their new album, XOXO. Now, like I said before, there have been some personnel changes over the years, but you guys are still the Jayhawks, the four of you. There's you, there's Mark Perlman, who's been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
There's Tim O'Regan and Karen Grotberg. You're still making music together. Over the years, your lives have probably changed a lot. So how does it compare when you're in the studio now to those early, early days as the Jayhawks?
Well, I don't, so long ago, I don't really remember the early days of the Jayhawks. I would say we are closer than we've ever been. You know, we have a shared history, which is important. I don't have that many old friends. I mean, from touring a lot or things moving. But with those guys, I've known them so long. And, you know, Karen's been there since 92. She took a break for a number of years to raise her daughter. Tim has been there since 94 or 95, 94, 95. And Perlman's been there since day one. So, you know, as a group, we've been together, even though there's personnel change. It's not like these guys just joined up. So I don't think we've ever got along better.
I'm speaking to Gary Loris of the Jayhawks today on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. We're going to hear one more song. This is the one that closes the album. On this one, Jayhawks drummer Tim O'Regan takes the lead. What can you tell us about the song, Looking Up Your Number?
When he first played that to me, I was floored. And he just played it on a guitar and sang it, and I thought it was perfect like that. But I would love to know what it's who it's about. Just like all his songs are a little mysterious. Like,
he doesn't tell you.
Oh, no. Tim's a very private guy.
All right, let's take a listen. It's Looking Up Your Number. This is the Jayhawks on World Cafe.
Looking up your number in my mind. Doing what I said I never in my life. Nothing on TV, shapes and lies. Lying makes me lonely every time. I see there in the dark, in the light. I keep you here. Here in my heart.
That song is called Looking Up Your Number. The Jayhawks recorded live for World Cafe. Gary Loris of the Jayhawks has been my guest today. Thank you so much, Gary.
You're welcome, Rena. It's my pleasure.
Thanks once again to Gary Loris of the Jayhawks. The new Jayhawks album, XOXO, comes out this Friday, July 10th. I'm Rena Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.